Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
If I be lifted up, we draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. I rise this morning standing before you, giving all honor and praise to Almighty God. Certainly the head of my life being mine. Recognize my pulpit associates, Minister Riley, Reverend McMillan. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God. Let us go to God. Before we do, go to God, let me recognize mothers, my wife, lovely congregation, musician, and my wonderful, wonderful church family, who I don't like to forget. It's just like your regular family. I don't like to be forgotten, so I will make sure that I touch on that before we go any further. Now let's all go to God and meditate and concentrate on Him. Gracious and eternal God, He who knows everything, He who is able to do all things.
Yes.
God, we come to you right now as humble as we know how, Lord.
Yes, we do, Father.
Bringing nothing with us, Lord God, for we are but empty pitchers. But we know that you are a full fountain. Oh God, we come to you right now, Lord, because there's no place else that we can go.
No other place, God.
We come to you, Lord, because we know that you have all power in your hand. Touch me now, Lord. Take control of me, Lord. Take control of this vessel right now, Lord God, and fill me with your spirit, Lord God. Just move every ounce of me out of me, Lord God, and replace it with your spirit, Lord. No one needs to hear me, but they need to hear thee, Lord God. Take control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Use me, Lord. Use me any way you see fit, Lord God. Hide me behind your cross, Lord. That the glory that is seen belongs to you and you only, Lord. I give myself to you right now, Lord.
Yes.
To use as you wish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Morning, we'll be coming from the 42nd division of Psalms. So the Lord has a word. And ever since he started working with me in the direction that he was taking me, I've just been overjoyed. I've been just reading and reading and reading and can't stop reading because of what he's teaching as he goes. And he's teaching me first. Psalms 42. And I'm going to read selected verses out of it, and I'll explain to you why I did as we go on. 42:1-2 says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Verse 8. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life. in verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. And this morning we'll be continuing in a series of applying kingdom principles to everyday living. And the primary subject matter today, and this didn't come out for you, George, is prayer.
Praise the Lord.
It's just the way that God pulled this together is just amazing to me. But the topic we'll be using this morning is prayer with a colon, the key to a healthy continence. Prayer, the key to a healthy continence. You see, when you look at this psalm, it's 42, written, most attributed to David, it reads almost like a poem. But as you start going down through this division of psalms, it's almost like an argument. It's common sense. Fighting against faith.
All right.
It's common sense.
Common sense.
Fighting against faith. Let me show you what I mean. See, when I said in verse 1 and 2, it says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, and so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God and for the living God. When I shall come and appear before God, it's like I can't get enough. I can't get close enough to God. I'm trying to just get more and more of God. But as soon as my faith pulls me.
Yes. Come on now.
Verse 3 said, get real.
All right.
It says, my tears have been my meat. Day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?
All right.
You see, as fast as you exercise your faith, then common sense say, what you doing? And it goes on in verse 4, says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I had went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise and with a multitude that kept holy day. I even went to church. I went to the temple, but still the memory of my problems. Oh, woe is me. But then faith comes back again. Faith comes back and says, why art thou cast down?
Why?
And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh my God. Here comes common sense again.
All right.
Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermonites from the hill Mazar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy ways and thy billows are gone over me. I know I'm supposed to have faith, but you don't know what I'm going through.
Yes, come on now.
Your problems are not like mine. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what's happening to me. Common sense. But then, faith comes back again and says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life. David is saying, if I can just get on my knees, if I can just break through, if I can just find that secret place, if I can just get alone with God, then I'll be.
Go ahead now.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? That's common sense. Mm-hmm. It ain't easy like y'all say it is. It's rough out here. As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thou God?
Right.
You ever gone through something and,
yes.
And the naysayers want to say, where's your God now? You such a holy roller. Where's your God now? Common sense. Constantly fighting with faith. But faith gets the last word in this division. Faith says, why art thou cast down?
Why?
Oh, my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me?
Why?
Hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him. Who is the health of my countenance and my God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You see what you need to see it on faith. See, faith, a lot of people want to use faith like a tool, like a pair of pliers or something. When you need it, you want to pick it up. But see, faith is not like a tool.
All right.
Faith is a mindset.
All right.
Faith is a mindset. It said, I'm going to lock my mind in on God, and I'm going to keep calling for him. I'm going to keep working until I can get close enough to God till he can complete a work in me and build my faith.
Come on now.
Help thou my unbelief. I know I got some weak spots here, but I want God to come and increase my faith to make it where I'm just locked in on him all the time, where I dwell in that secret place. Hallelujah. I shall yet praise him for the health of my countenance. I'm going to have a mindset on faith. I'm going to stay there calling on the Lord until I'm transformed. Till my countenance is changed.
Yes, yes.
I just want you to understand something here. See, it's something about your countenance.
Uh-huh.
People think it's your personality. People think it's the look on your face, but what countenance goes, it goes deep. What countenance says, when my countenance has been placed in me by Almighty God, it says, I don't care what I go through.
Jesus.
It's something about it. If you ever met a person that they could be going through a tough time, but you can go, some of them you see in the hospital, you go to hospital to visit somebody that's on their back and they lift up your spirit.
Oh, yes.
Got tubes coming out of every place, can't hardly talk to you, but it's something that they lift up your spirit because it's something about their countenance. Their countenance says it's something on the inside. Yes. I'm going through something, but I got something on the inside.
Yes, yes, sir.
My God, the health of my countenance. Because if I can keep that straight, I can go through
yes, sir.
Some tough times.
All right now.
Hallelujah. I know a surgeon who specializes.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Continence replacement.
Yes, sir. All right, now.
Because some of us need a continence transplant. Some of us need a transplant because every time something happens, every time the world knocks you down, you can't get up, you're moaning and you're groaning, and woe is me. And,
yes.
But if you had something different on the inside, if you had a different countenance on the inside,
there's
something about it. See, your countenance, it reveals your true condition.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's where you really are. It really doesn't matter that I'm not smiling. Mm-hmm. Well, it really doesn't even matter when I'm smiling, because you still don't know what's on the inside.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Countenance. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jesus prayed, they tell me over there in Luke 9:29 that when he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered.
All right.
And his raiment was white and glistening. See, when you go to God in prayer, when you go there, not like you're not looking to tell God what to do, but you're looking for God to tell you what to do.
All right.
Yes.
And when you go there and you stay till you can actually get in contact with Almighty God, then when you get up, it's something different.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Think so.
They tell me that Moses went on the mountaintop. And they said when he came down.
Yes, sir.
The people couldn't look on his face because he had a glow about him. It was something that had happened to him. See, it's something about being with the Lord.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Praise the God.
Yes, sir.
Then they tell me, too, Peter and John. Uh-huh. You know, they said they were ignorant people. But they said it's something about them.
Something about them. Yes, sir.
You can see something in them, and you could tell that they had been with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
A countenance. You know, our countenance reveals on our outside what is going on in our inside. Mm-hmm. And no matter how hard you try to hide it,
yes,
it can be seen, and it is easier seen by those that are spiritual. Those that are spiritual, they can pick right up on your countenance. They can tell that you're smiling, but it's something not right. Mm-hmm. Storm clouds may rise, but as long as I got the sun on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah, think it'll be all right. So this morning, we want to just look at a couple of things here. Mm-hmm. We want to understand, how do we establish this relationship that's necessary to assure a healthy countenance? Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to take prayer.
Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
But see, the problem that we have with prayer, and sometimes it's because that's what we've been taught.
All right.
But the problem we have with prayer, we think we're supposed to tell God what to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tell him how much time he got to do it in.
All right.
But there's some things that we need to understand about prayer to have an effective prayer a prayer that has the power to change your countenance.
All right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
The first thing we must have is full hope and trust in God. Mm-hmm. Full hope and trust in God. If you look in your Bibles, you know, at Mark 11:20, it says, and as they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. And being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered to him, have faith in God. Truly I say to you that whosoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart,
no doubt,
but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
All right.
My trust is in God.
Yes.
All your hope and trust must be in God. The second thing, we must be abiding.
All right.
In Jesus. John 15:5 says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit.
Much.
For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them in the fire, and they are burned. But listen, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you,
yes, sir,
ask whatever you will, and it will be done for you.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's something about praying the right way. It's something about recognizing who has the prayer, the answers to prayers in their hand.
Yes, sir.
When you realize that you gotta come to the Lord. The third thing, we must pray in God's will. That's the one that's tough. That's what these people don't want. They want God to, they want they God to change his will to fit ours. But we must pray God's will be done. Listen, even Jesus had to pray God's will be done. My Bible tells me that Jesus went away, and it says he went away and he prayed.
Yes.
And he said, if it be possible, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, if it be possible, take this away from me.
Jesus.
And my Bible tells me that he went three times. Take this cup away from me. If this cup may pass me, take it away. But if it will not pass, except I drink it,
yes,
thy will be done. We must learn to pray in God's will.
Yes.
And Romans 28 gives us comfort. It says, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. So whatever we're going through, whatever, however God answers our prayer, as long as we got our hand in his hand.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And the fourth thing that we have to do, we have to understand that sometimes it requires a test.
Oh, yeah.
to bring out our best. Sometimes you have to go through something. God knows when you need to go through something.
Yes, he does.
If you got your hand in his, he knows when you need to go through something.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes I use the word provoked. Mm. Sometimes we have to be provoked to prayer.
All right now.
See, so sometimes we're going through it. We can't pray when God's got us on that flowery bed and we're moving right along. Sometimes we can't get to where God wants us to be until he takes us through something.
Come on now.
He'll carry you in the valley.
Yes, sir. Mm-mm. Yes, sir.
He said, I'm only carrying you in the valley because I love you and you're not where you ought to be. So I got to carry you through something so you can get to where I can use you.
Yes. All right.
Takes a test sometimes. Mm-hmm. To bring out the best in you.
All right.
Hallelujah. You know, when I was standing, somebody stumbled across Samuel talking about Hannah.
Yes.
Somebody probably know the story of Hannah, but yes. Hannah was one of two wives.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And she was going through, and Hannah was feeling sorry for herself, and the world has just put me down, and my husband don't love me.
Uh-huh.
And the other wife who had children didn't have it in it.
All right. Yes.
She kept putting it in her face. She kept.
Yeah.
And my Bible tells me that each year they would go down to the temple of all places. They would go to the temple, and that's when the other wife would raise the most sin. That's when the other wife would start throwing it in her face, because that's when the husband would give to the children and the wife.
Yes.
So, of course, the one with children got more. And she would rub it in Hannah's face.
Yes.
But then it occurred to Hannah that I'm in the temple. So while I'm in the temple, why don't I pray?
Pray. Hallelujah.
Since I'm here anyway, they bring me here every year, and I'm here, and all I do is cry. Why don't I pray?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
My Bible tells me that she prayed so much, and she prayed so hard that, Eli thought she was drunk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praying.
Yeah, she said, I'm not drunk. I'm praying to the Lord, and I'm calling on him because I need to hear from the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
And when Eli saw how real she was,
yes,
all he could say was, amen. But Hannah had to reach a point.
Yes, she did.
She had to get to a point. She had to be provoked to prayer.
All right.
That's what some of us need right now. We need, God wants to answer us, but we need to be provoked to some serious prayer.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you're going through, no matter how bad it seems,
okay,
all you got to do is break through.
Yes.
And find the Lord.
Yes.
Find the Lord. Find that secret place where you can dwell in the Lord. And no matter what happens, I got a healthy countenance. That's what I feel when I was studying this week. I just started gaining strength, because when I realized that no matter what happens to me, no matter what happens in my family, no matter what I have to go through, I'm going to have a healthy countenance. People can still come to me, and when I'm down on my back, people can still come to me and get yes. something. Yes. Because it's not dependent on me.
God. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The key to a healthy countenance. Mm-hmm. I just want to close with a verse or two from the song here. It says, when peace, like a river,
all right,
attended my soul. When sorrows like sea billows roll,
whatever
my life,
whatever, hallelujah,
thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
It is well.
It is well with my soul. It, on the inside, it is well. Whatever I'm going through, it is well.
Yes, sir, God.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, it feels good when you know that there's nothing that the world can do to you to knock you off. Might knock you down, but if you got your hand in the Lord's hand, he'll pick you back up.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Father.
So though Satan buffet and though trials shall come,
they will come, yes.
And let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless state and has shed his own blood for my soul.
Yes,
it is well.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to say it's well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
Yes. With my soul, I don't know what the doctor may have told you, but it is well.
Yes, sir, God.
With my soul, I don't know who got a pending bill, but the Bible says it is well.
Yes, sir.
With my soul.
Yes, sir, God.
A healthy countenance.
Yes.
No matter.
No matter
what the world brings your way,
yes,
smile. Does that give you the world give you lemons? Ain't lemonade. But just keep right on, holding on to the Lord's hand. He knows each one of you. He knows everything that you're going through. But it says, smile right now, for it is well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes,
Lord. It just seems like it's bad.
Yes, 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 God.
God's got it all in control. All you need to do is get it by faith. It is well. Key to a healthy countenance. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your empowering word. Thank you, Lord, for just making things so plain that all we have to do is to stay in you.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
If we can but dwell in your secret place, then we can find peace.
Yes, sir.
We can find a peace that the world can't understand.
Yes, sir.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for loving us more than we've loved ourselves. We thank you, Lord, for knowing more about us than we do ourselves.
Yes, sir, God.
We trust you, Lord.
Yes, we do, Father.
And we call on you right now, Lord, to look into our hearts and our minds. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, move it right now, Lord. Move it right now, Lord, that we can feel a refreshing,
yes, sir, God.
A renewing of the Spirit.
Yes, sir, God.
Fill us right now, Lord. Fill us right now, Lord. Fill us right now, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Fill us with faith.
Yes.
That fear has no place.
Yes, sir, God.
Fill us with faith.
Yes, sir, God.
That fear has no place. We thank you.
Thank you, Father.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. It is.